Senators, good afternoon. This is the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee meeting Thursday, March 27, 2014. Present, Senator Olson, sure. Senator Ellis, Senator Stedman, myself, Senator Dunleavy. I would anticipate any moment that Senator Machicki will be walking through the door. We do have a quorum. Again, please turn off your phones if you have them with you. So the plan today is to hear two House bills and one Senate bill. It's a second reading for all three bills. So if the committee is willing, it's my intention to move them today. Bills today that we'll be hearing will be HB 269, Immunity for Temporary Healthcare Providers, HB 183, Extend Emerging Energy Technology Fund, and HB 167, Architects, Engineers, and Surveyors. So the first bill will be HB 269, sponsored by Representative Thompson. If he could come forward with his trusty staff, identify yourselves for the record. If you want to do a short presentation, because once again we did hear the bill earlier, and then we'll proceed with some questions.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Steve Thompson, State Representative out of House District 3 up in Fairbanks.
Jane Pearson, staff to Representative Steve Thompson.
Thank you. Is there anything you want to add or just an overview? And
no, this is a bill that gives immunity, especially for the dentists that are planning to do the Mission of Mercy operation up in Anchorage on April 11th and 12th, where they're going to see probably 2,000 people for dental care for not only people that underprivileged people, but also for people that are actually have jobs but can't afford dental insurance. So this is a really great event they're going to have. So I appreciate the committee hearing the bill.
Thank you. Questions for members of the committee? Senator Olson.
Representative Thompson, has there ever been an undertaking like this where essentially free health care of any sort has been tried in the state of Alaska by health care providers that are licensed in other states or
Now, through the chair, Senator Olson, that's correct. I think that this, the Mission of Mercy, which is the dental side of things, started about 13 years ago in one of the southern states, and it's expanded across the country, and this will be the first event that will be held in Alaska. They're looking at trying to do another event next year in Fairbanks and probably follow-ups after that in Anchorage again. And they have over 200 dentists that are signed up to participate in this Mission of Mercy. And
Mr. Chairman, if I could continue.
Yes.
And in these other states that have had this, in essence, bulk health care delivery that's been happening there, have there been any complaints of any kind?
Through the chair, Senator Olson, I have not seen any. I don't know if my research has had any or not.
For the record, it's Jane Pearson, staff to Representative Steve Thompson. Senator Olson, through the chair, I do not know, but Julie probably is online with the Alaska Mission of Mercy or Dave Logan, and maybe one of them could tell you that.
Senator, would you, Dr. Logan is online. Do you want us to
bring him?
Dr. Logan, can you hear us?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I can hear you just fine.
Please identify yourself for the record. We have at least one question for you.
Hi, my name is Dave Logan. I'm a dentist here in Juneau, so I'm traveling a long ways by telephone to get a short distance there, and I am representing the Alaska Dental Society.
Question is Senator Olson.
Dr. Logan, well, the question I had is that this organization has had other events throughout the state, throughout the United States. I was wondering if there had been ever any complaints of either the service or of any kind related to this that they would need this immunity.
Through the chair, Senator Olson, no, the opposite is really true. There, people are just so grateful to be able to come in and deal with these problems that have often plagued them for years. Periodically, because of the nature of the treatment, you're taking out a lot of teeth. You're working on teeth that have a great number of problems, and you have some people that are otherwise not in the best of health either. There certainly are some instances where we've needed follow-up care, but as part of the MOM, we plan that in there. There will be a month of follow-up care provided, which realistically is probably about 3 weeks longer than necessary, but we want to make sure that just in case there is such an event that we're able to cover people and take care of them.
Last question, Mr. Chairman.
Sure.
Dr. Logan, as you look at some of these extractions, dental extractions that have happened, and you obviously dealing with things like abscesses and things like that, has anybody had any morbidity related to septic condition like that with septicemia or anything?
Through chair again, Senator Olson, no. For the most part, the people doing the removals at these events are oral surgeons, and this actually isn't their first time through such things. They cover people with antibiotics where appropriate there, occasionally have to place a drain in. But when you have somebody who's in a condition like that, they do follow up on the spot, but they provide information on where to follow up there. They set appointments up right at the spot there. So they manage those cases very carefully. There's been very few instances of anybody going into any sort of septicemia or anything like that afterwards, and the few that have been able to be managed still at oral surgeons' offices.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any questions for Dr. Logan from other members of the committee? Seeing none, thank you, Doctor. At this time, we'll open it for public testimony. Is there anyone online besides Dr. Logan? Doesn't appear to be. Anyone in the audience that wishes to testify at this time? Appear to be. So we'll close public testimony. Any last questions from members of the committee before we move the bill? Seeing none, is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to go ahead and move CS for House Bill number 269, version O, with individual recommendations, attached fiscal notes to the next committee referral.
Thank you. Seeing no further discussion at this time and no objection, the bill is moved. So let's just take a quick at ease. Back in session. So we turn to SB 183. It's a bill sponsored by Senator McGuire. This is the second hearing on the bill. We are presenting the bill, Jesse Logan, staff to Senator McGuire. Mr. Logan, could you please identify yourself for the record and put on the record any statements you'd like to make at this time?
Sure. For the record, my name is Jesse Logan, staff to Senator McGuire. Essentially, SB 183 just seeks to move the termination date of the Emerging Energy Technology Fund from January 1, 2015 to January 1, 2020. The Emerging Energy Tech Fund was created in 4245-375 and under the Alaska Sustainable Energy Act. It was created to promote the expansion of energy sources available to all Alaskans. With a matching grant from the Denali Commission, a total of $8.9 million was available. Round one is underway, and round two is expected to have approximately $2 million available for funds. It is not an angel fund. It is designed for projects that are still in the R&D phase with the expectation that they will be available for commercially ready projects within 5 years. We also have Emily Ford from the Alaska Energy Authority online for any questions you might have.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Logan at this time? Seeing none. Ms. Ford, you're online?
Yes, I am.
Please identify yourself for the record, and then we may have some questions for you.
For the record, my name is Emily Ford, Public Outreach Liaison for the Alaska Energy Authority.
Any questions for Ms. Ford from members of the committee? Seeing none, thank you. It's time we'll open this up for public testimony. Is there anyone that would wishes to testify? Anyone online? No? Anyone in the audience? No? We're going to close public testimony. Questions for members of the committee? One last time? Seeing no further questions at this time, what is the will of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we move Senate Bill number 183, Version A, with individual recommendations and attachments.
Seeing no objections, we'll go ahead and move the bill and take a brief at ease. Thank you. So we turn to HB 167. It's a bill sponsored by Representative Olson. This is a second hearing on the bill. And presenting the bill is Anna Latham, staff to Representative Olson. Could you please identify yourself for the record and make any statements you wish to make at this time?
Certainly. For the record, my name is Anna Latham. Latham, staff to Representative Olson. Excuse me. And I just want to thank the committee for bringing House Bill 167 before you this afternoon. I can briefly recap the bill if you would like.
Yes, please.
So this is an act relating to the regulation of architects, engineers, land surveyors, and landscape architects. And this is essentially a housekeeping bill. All of the changes were brought forth by the architects, engineers, and landscape surveyors by their board. It requires registrants to sign the seals on documents instead of stamping the documents, signing, and indicating which portion of the documents they're taking credit for. It requires documents containing multiple fields of practice to be sealed and signed by each registrant in the field covered by the document, and it adds definitions for designs of minor importance, shop drawings, and field drawings. This bill passed the House last year by a vote of 29-0, and it was heard by this committee on February 11th. So I thank you for bringing it back, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any questions from members of the committee for Ms. Latham? Seeing none. On the phone, I believe we have Colleen Mayard and Dale Nelson. Are you there, folks?
Yes, we are.
Could you please identify yourself for the record, and if you have any statements you wish to make? If not, we'll ask you some, we may ask you some questions.
My name is Colin Mayard. I am on the ALS board, and I'm just here to answer any questions you might have.
Sorry, Colin. I think I called you Colleen. That's my mistake.
That's all right. Not the first time.
Any questions for Colin or Dale, members of the committee? Seeing none, we're going to open public testimony at this time. Or is there anyone else online? They're just available for questions. Same thing. Okay. Anyone in the audience? Seeing none, questions from members of the committee one last time? Seeing none, is there a motion to move the bill?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to go ahead and make a motion to move CS for House Bill number 167, Version N, to the next committee referral with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Seeing no objection, we're going to move the bill, and we're going to sign it. And next week, our agenda will be posted shortly. So thank you very much, everyone.